Well, Nancy, it's been, what, about 6 weeks since you began your six-month leave of absence from the Seattle Times. And at that time, I predicted that you would be climbing the walls, going nuts after 1 week. So how's that Lady of Leisure thing working out for you?
I'm pretty much loving it, Stein. I have to tell you, I've become a living cliché. Cooking.
You doing a lot of fancy cooking now? Or?
No, I'm doing a lot of plain cooking, and I'm trying really hard not to eat the way I always eat, which is too much and too fattening, because I always have a professional excuse for being overweight, or so I say. But now I've actually taken enough time off that I can't make up lies about whether or not I don't have time to exercise or eat better. And one of the things I'm trying to do a little less of is dining out, which can kill you.
Is it a luxury for you not to be dining out?
You know, I love to eat in restaurants, and I could happily eat in a restaurant every day of my life. And in my professional life, I almost always do. But when you're sitting in a Chinese restaurant, for example, and I know I've sat in them with you, and Chinese restaurants are among my favorite places to go, you order, well, let's order three things. No, let's order the fourth thing. Let's order five. And how much do we actually eat?
In my case, all of it.
I mean, we always tell ourselves we can take some home, right?
Yeah, and we do, just not in the box.
You know, I think I'm doing all right. I'm trying to be really careful about what I eat, what I feed my family. It seems to be working out so far because I've lost 5 pounds.
Really? Whoa, good for you.
Well, you know what? Last year, remember last year when we both swore we were going to lose some weight and I went on Weight Watchers and, you know, a month later I gave it up?
Yeah, I actually did lose a lot of weight. Now I'm busy putting it back on.
But I figured if I try to lose 1 pound a week, that by the time I get back to eating like a pig, like I always do, well, hopefully I won't eat so much, that I will have lost 20 pounds.
Well, I wish you well, and I know you can do it. I want to know what you made for supper last night.
I made kalbi ribs, the Korean-style ribs, and snow peas.
Ooh.
Nate had some leftover rice from the day before. I ate no rice. So I had the beef grilled and some snow peas sautéed in my big fat wok.
Well, what are you doing besides cooking? That's what else I want to know, because I really thought you'd be going crazy if you weren't constantly on deadline. And
okay, I'm not on deadline, but what I am on is doing all the things that I never had time to do. The stupid office work in your home office, the cleaning out, the going through your cookbooks and realizing, does anyone really need to have 1,500 cookbooks? Stuff like that. I'm not going to lie and tell you I'm not having lunch with my friends, because I am. And everyone out there, please feel free to sit, to go like this, because you're completely jealous of me. You know what? I used to be jealous of people who got this kind of time off. I'm just really feel fortunate that I have the opportunity to do it. So if you had 6 months off, Stein, what would you do?
You mean besides hanging around the house and driving De Groot crazy and wondering what's happening at the station? I'd be cooking, I'd be doing home improvements, and I'd be playing poker.
Hey, you know what? Now that I have all this time off, do you think you might want to take me out for a game of cards?
Oh, sure. Everybody will be glad to see you, Nancy. Just ring your money. Talking with a Seattle Times food writer, Nancy Leeson, recently become a lady who lunches. I'm Nick Stein. Do you even know the rules to poker?
I do.
Oh, well, then.
I think.
Oh, even better.
Here's to the ladies who lunches.